Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 20 to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
How about that? Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How are you, buddy?
Good, good, good. Brittany?
Hello, Brittany.
Hello.
Yeah, that voice. Wednesday after recovery. Much better.
It's making its way back. It's making its way back.
It was never gone.
Well,
it was. It went some rounds. It felt like it went some rounds. Maybe some sparring, not a full-fledged match. but yes, it is. We're feeling it. You get a week off. Canes on the bye week this week. Dolphins, not till Monday. So we got some time for that. In the meanwhile. What's
early Monday, there's two games. Don't forget.
Yeah, it's at 7:15 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forgot about that. Early.
Yeah, you're going to be stuck down in South Florida for a minute.
I'll be all right. I'll figure it out, dude. Don't worry about it.
All right.
It's all good.
All right, I got
It's all good. I'm ready. I'm raring to go. I got my back streets. It takes me 15 minutes to get from the arena to the to the studio. I'll be good.
I'll be following you.
All right. I mean, you know what to do at this point. How many times do you need to follow me?
I don't know. Not going back streets. I do not. I still get lost.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I was down there yesterday. I you know what I saw for the first time in a while yesterday? I went down for the Jake Paul, Gervonta Davis press conference.
How was that?
It was fun. It was a good time. I was glad to go. I was a little bummed because I wanted to talk. So we got to do a scrum afterwards. A scrum is like the little media hang around by the table after the press. Those press conferences are goofy. So I was happy that we got to, you know, hobnob a little bit afterwards. But I wanted to talk to Tank, and they brought both of them out at the same time. And they were like, no, wait, Tank. Because they were going to do Jake Paul first.
Right.
And Tank's like, no, kick rocks, I'm leaving. And so I was like, no, because I kind of prefer to talk to him, to be honest with you. You know, like, I get the Jake Paul thing.
He's got more interesting plans in the future. As
I feel like I get, I just feel like I get more interesting stuff, you know? Like, I feel like with Jake, it's like, I know what I'm going to get. I asked him some Canelo stuff. I asked him about the Canelo Crawford thing. He's still interested in fighting Canelo after this. But it was a good time. It was vibe. Not a huge crowd. Like, not a ton of fans came out to it. I don't know if people even knew that it was going on. I think there was like the first three rows right behind the lower bowl, like right behind the press, were filled out. The, you know, the little lower bowl of all their guests were there and whatnot. Tank shoved them. We had a $2 million bet that was added that I don't know if it's legit or not. So I never understand this. Why do we have to, why we got to throw down more bets? It's like, you guys,
you're getting paid to fight. It's right. Prize fighting. Now you want to bet.
Right.
Well, basically it's like increasing your purse because you're betting the money you're getting from the purse for, you know, part of your money you're getting from the purse, which is, I mean,
yeah.
All right.
This was the,
I'm just waiting for him to piss the wrong guy off, to be honest with you.
Yeah. This was the face off.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It's a big size difference.
Yes.
It's a big size difference.
And his head, I mean, his head looks massive, and Tank looks like he has a little peanut. Oh my goodness.
Tank's confident though. He seems very confident that he's going to not lose this fight. Yeah, I think so. We'll see. I mean, I think it's going to be an interesting event. But I don't know, like, how good. But they did say they're going to lower the glove size yesterday, which was interesting. I didn't know they were allowed to do that because
they can do whatever they want. It's not sanctioned.
Well, it is sanctioned because they have to. You can't just have backyard brawls, like, you know, like Kimbo Slice and Dada 5000 had to do that stuff in secret. You're not allowed to just have fights wherever you want. There's going to be ringside doctors. There are professionally sanctioned bouts there. When they do this, it's just an exhibition, which means it doesn't count towards anybody's record. They can't sanction it as a professional.
It still has to be sanctioned to be a public.
There still has to be rules. Like, yeah, this just got kicked out of Georgia. Like, Georgia was like, we're not doing this. This is first of all, we don't think this is a legit fight, and second of all, it's ridiculous. They're 100 pounds difference between each other. Florida, they've already done this. They did Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather. They literally did this with part of the family tree before. So. Right. So they were arguing over the ounces of gloves, and Jake Paul claims that, Gervonta Davis wanted that, and Gervonta Davis's trainer, Calvin Ford, comes up there and goes, why don't we make the gloves smaller? And Jake Paul claims that Tank was the one who wanted them that size. I was under the impression the commission just made them do it that size. So right. I don't even know if they're going to be allowed to do that. Like, press conferences are not binding by law.
I mean, the crazy thing about it is Gervonta probably wanted smaller gloves, right? Why would he be out there with the big, you know, those big gloves?
Yeah.
Being smaller, you know what I mean? It just seems like it's a disadvantage. He's got to tote those gloves around.
Dade South says Creed versus Drago was an exhibition. He's right. And poorly.
He does.
Tell the tale. let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast. We're checking for a crater. Volkswagen priced like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. And some breaking news as we got on the air, Leroy.
What happened?
The Miami Heat have signed Precious Achiuwa to a one-year deal.
All right, Napoleon Dynamite's back.
What do you mean? I don't like that. What do you mean, Napoleon Dynamite?
That's okay. Listen, I'm an observant human being. I observe things. Next time you see Precious Achiuwa running on a basketball court, think of Napoleon Dynamite.
No, I don't like that.
Am I off? You cannot find it funny, but am I wrong? He runs like Napoleon Dynamite. Like, he doesn't pump his arms. He just kind of...
I don't recall that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You're taking liberties. Taking liberties, sir.
All I'm saying is when we watch him play, when we watch him play and he takes off and runs down court, I want everybody to say, man, he was dead on with that.
He's taking liberties, dude.
I'm not taking liberties.
He doesn't do that.
I'm not taking liberties.
According to Anthony Chang, because I was interested in this because I thought when this first was announced.
You said it was going to happen.
Well, it was kicked around, but the thing that was interesting is the Heat are trying to stay under the tax. They don't want to be on the repeater tax this year. And so, according to Anthony Chang, it is a fully non-guaranteed one-year contract for Achiuwa. So no move to the standard roster is needed now to stay under the tax, but the Heat will need to cut one of its Exhibit 10 players to open a spot on its preseason roster. So that intangible guy from Wyoming. See you, dude.
Wow.
Sorry. He's going to go to the Skyforce. It'll be cool.
Wow.
What? That's just how it's going to be, dude. You don't even know his name. I don't.
I mean, you just called him intangibles guy.
You know who it is.
From Wyoming. All you had to say was from Wyoming.
I think it's Wyoming. I think it's Wyoming. So there you go. Precious Achiuwa. Add a little. I like it. You have a guy who knows the team. All right. And it's not like he left on bad terms. He was just
paid somewhere else. Right. Oh, he was a little sweetener. That's right.
He was a little sweetener to get a Kyle Lowry here. How did it work? I guess it worked out okay. Kyle Lowry, they made a couple Eastern Conference finals.
Okay.
Right. I think the Kyle Lowry thing didn't end great. He made a lot of money, but I mean, I would say all in all, the Kyle Lowry era wasn't bad other than they traded Magogi.
Right. All right.
Miami Marlins still alive in this thing. They win in extras, although they are running out of games. The Mets won yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I was just getting ready to say. Before I even looked at the Marlins, I looked at the Mets game.
Yeah, and the only team yesterday in the wild card race to lose was the Reds. So the Mets, Diamondbacks, forgetting somebody. Somebody else won. I think it's the Giants maybe. They all won also. But the Marlins come back. They're able to win in extras against the Phillies. So not dead yet. Not dead yet.
Well, guess what? As this season is gone, to say that with a week left to go or less than a week to go in the season is pretty remarkable. So however it ends up, right, we got our entertainment value out of the Marlins. We weren't we were excited to watch the young guys play. So I'm good with however it ends. I would like to see them maybe get a little run, maybe make it interesting the last couple of days. But if not, they far exceeded anything that we would have thought was going to happen after the first month of the season or first 2 months.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, people were saying this was going to be a guaranteed
fire. Yeah.
Guaranteed 100 loss team. A lot of guys unknown, but some really great stuff along the way. Now some unfortunate injuries along the way that they had to battle. It's good that Griffin Konai made his way back. And especially I think, you got Yuri back. You got Sandy back.
Sandy has been pitching well. It took almost half the season.
Yep.
To get him comfortable to where he could just, throw the baseball. So, there's a lot of moving parts, things going on for a team that really doesn't have the luxury of other teams to be able to afford these things. They need all their guys, available if they're going to ever substantiate, at least right now.
Yeah, and they got some young guys coming down the pipe as well. Bendix has done a good job of that. It's such an interesting year because it's like, They were a roller coaster. It was like started great, awful, very good, awful, and kind of injured. And then this last run here. So you give Clayton McCullough a lot of credit. He's ridden the wave of a lot of young guys who have had to go through a lot of the most responsibility they've ever had. For his first year managing, great job by him as well. And we'll see what they can do. I mean, listen, maybe some crazy stuff happens and we have ourselves a high-stakes series this weekend. But for right now, as they tweeted out last night, the Marlins, I hear no bell. That's Tulsa King, Brittany. Well, the Tulsa King when he starred as Rocky.
Not ringing the bell.
I mean, it's been a fun season for them. I just think that they'll get better when they're worse, when they're struggling is not as bad as it was this year.
Right.
When their worst is one or two games under 500 or at 500, then they'll be competing for playoff spots and stuff like that. But when you're bad, is they just lost 11 out of 13 or 15 out of 20. Like, yeah, those are the growing pains you got to go through.
Yeah, peaks and valleys. It was more like peaks and craters. Like, you know, right. It's just like if you could just – because you're going to go through slumps in baseball seasons. It just is what it is. It can't be as drastic.
It can't be – like, it was so – like, the difference between when they were playing well and everybody was healthy and when they had the dog days of summer were so far apart that when those get closer, that's when you'll know, oh, this is a good team. Not, you know, a team that can compete. But when those ebbs and flows, those ups and downs are so far apart, it makes it really hard to compete.
Man, crazy. Also wishing the best to Dane Myers. He ran into the wall yesterday. And apparently had a really nasty cut on his knee. Fix your walls, Philadelphia. What kind of year is this? You got booby traps? What are you, the Astros?
Hey, it used to be the field. It was the worst field in the world.
The vet?
Oh, my goodness. It was bad.
That's the worst field.
Yeah. I would say the hardest places to play were there. Cleveland when they had the baseball team, San Fran when they had the baseball team, because like if there was any type of rain, you look like Arnold Schwarzenegger in what was the movie? Not Terminator, but the other one.
Predator?
Predator. When you had to cover yourself in mud, but it was red dirt. Like it was so bad. You didn't know where you were on the field. You know, I remember Metcalf taking a knee. He thought he was in the end zone and he was on the five. So yeah, because they draw the lines and it looked nice when you go to warm up, but when warm up's over, there's no lines. That's crazy. Dirt. So yeah.
We'll take a break here on the program. More to come after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. How'd you guys like to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come visit the elementary school of your choice, huh?
Huh?
It could happen. It's WQAM's MVP experience with the Dolphins, Zach. Sealer it on up. He's on board to speak at the school of your choice. All you got to do is go to WQAM.com, enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade now for your chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer, where he'll speak to students and more. For contest rules, go to WQAM.com. As the Dolphins getting ready for the New York Jets, a couple of AFC East winless teams. What a showdown. Really just top-notch. Top-notch. Did you hear Malik Washington yesterday, Leroy? He revealed that Mike McDaniel has a nickname for him.
Do I want to know?
Well, I mean, you tell me. I mean, like, it's Mike McDaniel might want to workshop these things. You know, Malik Washington has been very impressive this season. We obviously has the punt return touchdown. They used him all over the place. And, you know, some people were asking yesterday, the reporters were asking, and it's like, hey, did you have to watch any Deebo Samuel? And not only has he watched Deebo Samuel, but apparently Mike McDaniel has a nickname for him in all this.
A wide receiver involved in the run game. I wonder if Mike got you to watch any Deebo Samuel tape or some, who is someone who had success under McDaniel in San Francisco
actually,
doing that.
He calls me Malibo every now and then. I don't like it. But no, I mean, like, I've watched some Deebo Samuel's tape, and I mean, he's probably one of the, you know, best at just going into the backfield and making plays happen. So he's been a huge guy I've looked up to, and as far as what he does in the run game, how versatile he is, kick returns. You saw he had a big one this past weekend. So, I mean, he's playing great, and I kind of want to, you know, just not necessarily follow in those footsteps, but kind of create my own game in that sense and be as versatile.
Obviously, Deebo Samuel's a moose, but what do we think of the nickname Malibo?
I'm going to say this. All right. I'm trying to forget it. For a guy who is, considers himself a wordsman, not his best work. Right? Right. Like you think of him finding ways to say everything without saying nothing. Then when he actually has a point in time where he could come up with something creative, use all that knowledge, that Ivy League, you know, education, Malibo.
You think Mike McDaniel, you think that's the first time Malik Washington has let it publicly be known he doesn't like that nickname? Or do you think, because you think like he's gotten along this?
I think somebody during practice, if he said that, they've looked around and go, that's terrible.
Nope.
Yeah, because players, like, they're all for the jokey jokes and the messing with one another, right? So I could imagine maybe somebody says something, Mike, that's terrible.
No, Mike, please no. But he's like, he goes, think about it. He's like, you don't have to say yes yet, you know? You just
let's workshop it for a couple of days. Let's use it and then see if we like it. If not, yeah. You know, we can put it, you know, with some of those plays that, you know, we don't use.
Try it on. Walk around the store a little bit. See if it's comfortable. He goes, right. I'm telling you, I don't let know. Like, this is immediately put it back in the box and on the shelf, Mike. He goes,
yeah,
I think it'll grow on you. You've try that out. No. Brittany, what do we think of Malibo?
It's terrible. It's literally terrible. Like, there's no other way to put it. I saw the clip yesterday and I was like, it's just like, be a little bit more creative, Mike. They're also such different players, so I think it's silly.
Right. It almost seems like Malik is a little more shifty, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's hard.
How
it's
big
hard
is Debo?
To tell. It's hard to tell how fast Debo really is,
right?
Because of the way he's built. You know, he has big plays all the time, and so maybe that speed is a little deceiving because mm-hmm. of how he's built. But Malik just kind of looks like he does it a little smoother, right? And so from that standpoint, yeah, I get why he would call him that, right? Because he does do a lot of stuff on the offensive side of the ball. And when you have a guy that does that, think about this. If you're a defense and you go into a game plan saying, you got to pay attention to Malik. You got to make sure you where he is, follow him. He's going to run reverses. He's going to run screens. He's going to do all these different things. On a team that has Tyreek and Jaylen Waddle, right, that can only be a good thing. However, that's not your problem. Your problem is, like, you don't have time for all that foolishness, right? and it's unfortunate, but you almost want that. You want a defense to concentrate on things that aren't the most important on your offense.
Like the guy on go ahead, Brittany.
I just find it really strange also to compare another player to an active player that used to be somebody that played for you. Like, I think it's nice when
He loves Debo Samuel, though. Those guys, I remember him and Debo Samuel like having brunch after Mike McDaniel left. Like, those guys are...
You don't find that odd, like, to compare it to someone who's still active in the NFL? I find that so odd.
Well, it's just like Leroy says. Like, I think of Debo Samuel just as a horse that, you know,
right.
Yes, is fast, but also just runs people over. I think of Malik. Now, Malik did show some physicality even on that punt return. Like, he was able to shake some stuff. But isn't Debo like 6'1"? Like, Malik is like 5'8".
Debo's 6'1".
Debo's not 6'1".
He's 6' 215, and Malik Washington is 5'8", 195.
So think about this. Yeah, same body type, just shorter. Mm-hmm. But think about this. Debo's bigger than Achan. So put it in perspective.
Everybody's bigger than Achan.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, he's built like, was it Anquan Boldin?
Yeah.
Right? There's guys that have played that position and at some point in their career played running back because Debo's built like a running back.
Crazy.
Debo was a running back, like when he came into the league, you were like, oh, okay, I can see.
Croquetta King says, Malibo sounds like something you need a vaccine for. It's not wrong. Schmeathen says that the player's nickname.
The vaccine.
What?
It is the vaccine. You're going to see some dancing in a commercial. Go have your talk to your doctor about Malibo. Side effects include.
Schmeathen says the player's nickname for Darren Waller is placebo because he doesn't do anything. D Sizzle says terrible, scrap it, -1 to Mike McDaniel.
Well, put it this way. If this is if we're to the point right now where this is the only -1s we're giving Mike McDaniel, then we're doing okay.
Yeah.
But sure. There's that other stuff that we have questions about. I actually think that they played that first game. It was terrible, right?
Awful.
But they've played better the next 2 weeks, even though they haven't won. And the shocking thing about all this hasn't necessarily been the offense, has been the defense. And so I don't know what's going on over there, right? But I think these games may have gone a little bit different if you had just the same defense you had last year. Right?
Would it be better? Yeah, probably. Yeah,
right. So while we're sitting here and it's easy to always go to Tua in the offense, when the defense gets back into the swing of things, and there's a lot of moving parts, there's a lot of guys in and out, there's a lot of stuff going on over there.
There's a lot of young guys too.
Right. When they can solidify that and have everybody where they're supposed to be and sustain a decent pass rush and stop the run. The games are going to turn around because I've noticed like that first game, they never had the football offensively.
Yeah.
You can't win like that. Right. So,
and when they did, they turned it over.
Right. So not only were you playing poorly on offense, but you didn't get as many opportunities. So it just looked that much worse. The second game was somewhat better. But then again, you get to the end of the game and you have that, right? The third game, same thing. Like you had some opportunity.
They turned it around in the second half though. Like,
right.
Like that's the, like they had their moment and then they blew it with the whole penalty by Sealer.
But, right.
You know, they started getting stops again in the second half. Jack Jones played a lot better.
Yep.
But that I think that's been the disappointing thing. Like they're just a bad team.
Right.
That yeah, I mean, if you're gonna go 60-40, I guess I'd go defense, but the offense hasn't been good either. They haven't been as explosive as they used to be, and they turn the ball over a ton.
Right.
You know, right. So and then when they don't turn it over, they have some critical penalty to keep drives going.
It's always something that's the sign of a team that's just not there yet. Right? I don't know if they're gonna get there. But when, you know, the sign of a good team is when you press and you have to play outside your comfort zone, everybody's still poised. And it may not necessarily work out, but it's not going to be because you shoot yourself in the foot.
Jay also
says, like every time this team has to press or anytime somebody tries to press, they make terrible, terrible mistakes.
Jay also makes the point, and I think it's fair. It's like they have had the ball twice to either tie or go for the lead, and they've blown it.
Yeah. You know? I said that. Like, I get it. I get it, and I understand all that. But when you put yourself in that situation week after week after week after week, right, the percentages aren't with you, right? Like, some guys have done it better. Right.
Baker
but Mayfield. Usually when you have to drive the ball down the field and do those, it doesn't always work out. So what you have to do is why are we in this situation? Right. And try to improve everything so that the scenario at the end of a game is different than you trying to do something that you really haven't done the whole game.
We'll take a break here on the program. Back with more after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out.
True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Getting through another week here. It's hump day.
Yep.
The Sandman, Corey Sandhagen, is going to join us later on in the show today, Leroy. He is fighting Merab for the UFC title next week at UFC 320. Merab has not been, I mean, they call him the machine for a reason. He just wrestles the holy hell out of you, but like, it's just.
Sometimes those fights are boring.
They can be. I would say he's probably got the most entertaining style because it feels like he just picks up, drops off. His cardio is impressive. Like, he's not a lay and pray guy, you know? Like,
he's moving. He's twisting.
Moving all the time. Yeah. He's putting stuff. So, and Sandhagen's got some real highlight, real knockouts. And it's first title fight in a while. First title fight. He had an interim title fight, but he's never fought for the undisputed title.
So, usually guys who strike and guys who knock people out versus a grappler. Is it like the whole thing trying to keep their distance?
Yep.
And you know, right, yeah. So
yeah, I could. That's definitely part of the game for sure. That's definitely got to be something that's in mind. So that's going next week. Man, it feels like UFC's been off for a while. I'm excited. They got two pay per views this month. Exciting times. In the meanwhile, we got the Dolphins getting ready for stuff. And we got the Canes looking to, you know, tighten some things up as we get ready for
refocus.
Reset.
Get a week off, refocus.
You see this Feinbaum? What a bum.
Oh, is he on the bandwagon now?
Well, it's not only that he's on the bandwagon, but he's just such a charlatan. You know, like, I guess the SEC released their schedule yesterday for like the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so sick of this SEC, you know, like I'm so sick of their act. I'm so sick of like them calling, oh, poor us. We have such a tough schedule. Make up your mind. Do you want the tough schedule or do you not want the tough schedule? Like, it's so annoying. I never hear the Big Ten do this. I never hear anybody else whine about this stuff.
Right.
And it's like you sit here every our schedule is so hot. You guys are losing to like. The dregs of the league, Alabama, you lost to Vanderbilt last year. Stop acting like you guys keep losing to hammers all the time. And then this Feinbaum, Leroy, he gets on television yesterday and like he's talking to the CFP committee, and he's basically going Stephen A. Smith on them, like, you don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Paul, why would they care about Paul?
Because you know him, he's sitting there, you know, he's up to something. He's like the little finger of college football, right? Like he feels like he's back there pulling the puppet strings. Listen to this nonsense he's spewing.
It's supposed to be a night to celebrate where the SEC is, but I'm getting angry listening to this conversation because, Greg, we're all dumbfounded about what we heard last year, and we have laid a marker from the SEC at the feet of the CFP, and they better deliver. And I'm not making threats because I don't have any more control over it than anybody else, but I know some people who do. And if they screw this up, they will be paying for it. And I don't know how or will, but they should, because this is unequivocal what the SEC has laid down tonight.
First of all, stop using big words.
So wait, so what's the issue?
He's upset because the SEC schedule looks so hard for the next, by the way, next 4 years, because we're, you know, they had to this.
No, they do schedules like that.
I understand. No, I know, but they don't do a made for TV special on it on the SEC network.
Right. Correct.
Just patting themselves on the back for how hard their schedule is. But he's basically like, well, you guys better keep it in considerate. Shut. You don't know what this is going to be in 4 years. Feinbaum.
Right.
I'm so like, and I'm not making threats. Do I know people who can make threats? What does that mean?
Right. Here's the problem. What
you say?
Here's the problem. And here's where they could all sit in a room and they could all have comments and Paul Feinbaum can have all these comments. The problem with the SEC is this. You have so many teams ranked, and that's why you think your schedule is hard. But half of those teams at the end of the year are not ranked. So why are we talking about how difficult the SEC is? Every team, every conference usually has the four or five teams that can win the conference. And in the SEC, it's been two. It's been Alabama. It's been Georgia. Now you got Texas.
Right.
Oklahoma LSU is not peaked. The threat.
Every three years, now and then.
Right. Right. So I can do that in the Big Ten. Right. Clemson can, you know, the ACC could have did that. They had two teams in the playoff. So, like, you start off, you get such a big head start at the beginning of the year because you have all these teams ranked. Please don't complain. Please don't complain, because guess what? If you lose to a 15-ranked team and you're 10th, and you're not going to drop below 15, and I can almost promise you when that team moves up, that by the end of the year, they might not even be ranked. That's what happens in the SEC every year. We talk about the Ole Misses, the Texas A&Ms. We talk about the Mississippi States. The LSUs are, you know, they're in the periphery of championships there, right? You're really only talking about Georgia. Alabama's falling off. You got Texas, right, who got beat early on in the season. And so people have questions about them. And so, like, come on, man. Like, just play games. If you're here's where I get so annoyed by all this. If you can't win your conference, why the hell did you think you could win the national championship anyway? So stop with that. You play the games. If you're the best team in the country, it will reveal itself. If you lose a game because you're the SEC and every team's ranked, you're going to get a nice soft landing right. to be able to rebuild it where other conferences don't have that luxury.
How much more finagling do they have to do?
Right.
You know, like how many more moves do they have to do to make it even more? And now you're sitting here like with some ominous threat. Well, I'm not making threats. Do I know people? Like, okay, so what are you going to do, dude? You're going to call Mississippi congressman being like, hey, CFP, you better put them Bulldogs in there. I tell you, you ain't going to like it.
That's all they're doing. That's all they're doing, because at the end of the year, right, at the end of the year, they're going to complain about how tough their schedule is and hope that they can sneak somebody in. Because I remember, was it last year or the year before when they were doing it with Alabama? Right?
It's every year.
And everybody celebrated. I think it was at 6 at that time.
Right.
And everybody celebrated. Guess what? No. Absolutely not. Alabama can't get in. I think it was the year Michigan ended up winning.
Yeah.
But yeah, come on, man. Like, and then to top all that off, you get in the playoff. And there were no SEC teams in the final. It was Washington and Michigan. So while you're talking about your conference, while you're saying how tough you have it as a conference, you get rewarded for playing a tough schedule. And they talk about it every year. That's why they have 12 teams, so we can sneak your two-loss, tough schedule SEC team into the playoffs. But if you got two losses, and it's lost to an average team in the SEC or one of those teams that are above you in the SEC, you're probably not going to win the national championship anyway.
It just annoys me because it's already like last year we had to sit through this, you know, with the Canes. And it's like, all right, it's like you're already know that in the ACC you got no margin for error as it
Correct.
Is.
Correct.
You know, even though Georgia Tech, you know, went toe-to-toe with the vaunted Georgia last year to a gazillion overtimes.
Right.
But it's like you sit here, and which is exactly what happened with the Canes, by the way. You know, it was like and it's just like, no. We understand what it is. It's like you don't. You just paint a different picture with your banjos. That's all you do.
Right.
Well, you don't paint with banjos, but you guys understand. That's what that is, you know?
No, I didn't. You can run with it.
Thank you. Maliba.
Run with it. It's just, look, I'm a firm believer if you have a problem at the end of the year about whether you should be in or not, don't lose. Don't lose to those teams that you shouldn't be losing to, because that is an indication of how good you are, right? And so if you lose to a Vanderbilt, an unranked team, don't come to me at the end of the year and saying we deserve to get in because of our strength of schedule over this team. You lost to Vanderbilt, you're out. Because the teams in the playoffs probably aren't going to have games like that. Right? They're probably not. Now, I also have a problem. There's a lot of teams, and because the conferences are so big now, that don't play one another. Right? SMU went to the championship game, and who did they play? So there's some of that too. But for the SEC, when your starting point is up here and you already get a leg up on all the other conferences and then you lose and drop, I don't have any sympathy for you, because you were given a spot much higher than you probably should have been because you're in the SEC. So don't complain about who got in and who didn't at the end of the year when we're looking at schedules.
Well, we'll take a break. Just a regular little second hour next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.